Thanksgiving Day, also a work day for the New Orleans Saints as they prepare for the number two offense in the NFL. The New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap is next. It's Thanksgiving Day. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. It's also Rams Week here for the New Orleans Saints. Hi again, everybody. Welcome into the New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap. Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. Hope you're having a great turkey day. The Saints are in the midst of preparations for a big matchup this weekend.
Yeah, we're talking about division leaders. And anytime you play in division leaders, that's a huge game. We're talking about two really good offenses that are in grooves. We know the Saints have scored 80-plus points the previous 2 weeks. And the Rams are hot, hot, hot. Jared Goff looking like the number one overall pick from 2016.
No doubt. I mean, it's really the same quarterback that we saw last year with the Rams. It's the same running back in Todd Gurley. But they look awfully different. A lot of that has to do, John, is a new coaching staff that's really kind of locked them in and taken them to places they have yet to go.
Yeah, Sean McVay came in, and a lot of people thought he was hired as kind of a buddy for Jared Goff. No, he's been coaching his rear end off, and he's gotten his quarterback to a really good status in terms of the league. I mean, only 16 touchdowns, only 4 interceptions thrown by Jared Goff, and he had 7 interceptions in limited action last year, so he's a much improved quarterback.
The quarterback of the Saints defense is A.J. Klein. He talked about how different the Rams look with just this coaching change.
I think efficiency-wise on the offensive side of the ball, they're statistically one of the best offenses in the league right now. And they have a lot of athletic pieces that can make plays. Obviously, Gurley, Goff. I think Woods will be out with an injury, but their backups, I mean, they make plays and they take shots on the field. They're explosive. So I think going forward, we're just going to have to continue to break down this tape and see where we might have an advantage. And I think, obviously, stay over the top and not give up these big plays. We had troubles with explosive last week. So I think we just need to focus on the run game and focus on limiting explosives.
There's a long list of things to think about with regard to the Rams offense. But right at the top, though, the quarterback, Jared Goff. He certainly will garner your attention. You mentioned the way that he's improved his play.
Yeah, he's much more poised now. And I think a lot of that has to do, obviously, with playing as a rookie. He played 7 games last year, and he got an opportunity to get the mistakes out and see the league and see the speed of the league and see exactly what he needed to learn and what he needs to study in the offseason. Again, totally different quarterback this year.
Yeah, two guys that will have a front row seat to his play on Sunday. Of course, Cam Jordan and Sheldon Rankins.
Sheldon's making throws. you know, you'd like to say that last year he was a rookie, and you know, from this year to last year, he's clearly got the confidence of a top NFL quarterback, and clearly the confidence of his team and the way that he's controlled his offensive line and his offensive prowess with his throws. So when you talk about everything he has, clearly we're talking about the weapons that they've also got as well. Even with Robert Woods down, they do have the deep threat in Sammy Watkins. They still got Tavon Austin. You know, everybody knows what, you know, he can be a problem if you let him. And, you know, we're just going to have that game plan and mentality to keep Jared in the pocket.
Smart, intelligent, quick release. He's comfortable now. I think last year, you know, playing quarterback at this level, it's probably the hardest job anyone could ever have. So I think for him this year, it's finally slowed down for him. You could tell he's able to read defenses. He's able to see things as he wants to see them, and he's making the plays for his team. So I think he's taking huge steps. It's just going to be our job to neutralize him as best as possible.
And then there's the running back, one of the best in the league. He's huge. Todd Gurley's having a fantastic season. He'll be a load for all 11 Saints defenders. Sheldon Rankins talked about the way that Gurley presents the problems he does.
Physical runner. Can hit the home run at any time. He's a big back. He's got long speed. Catches the ball well out the backfield, pass protects. I mean, he's a complete back. It's the reason why he was picked so high in the draft. The reason why you know, their offense goes as he goes. So I think it's a big challenge. I think it's something we definitely got to, you know, try to neutralize as best as possible. You know, you're never going to be able to, you know, to completely knock out a guy like that, but just contain him as much as possible and make plays in the passing game.
All right, so it is a work day here at the Osher Sports Performance Center, but it's also Thanksgiving Day. John, I know you and yours will at least have some turkey today. I'm sure probably Saints players, too.
Some turkey, No, a lot of turkey for me and mine. And yes, the Saints players obviously will partake of that too. A great day for them to, you know, hopefully get a quick practice in, which they did, and now be home with the loved ones and probably fill up probably a little bit too much for them. I don't want to say those guys step on the scales tomorrow.
No doubt. Well, you know, they deserve it, of course. Certainly the Saints talked in their locker room today about how thankful they are for what's happened this season and for Saints fans like you and yours. Cam Jordan did note that there will be a few things on the table that would help Thanksgiving be even better.
So when I was younger, I used to, you know, judge everybody by the mac and cheese and the greens, of course. But now as a man who's been in New Orleans for 7 years, stuffed bell peppers has slowly taken over. I didn't know that's not a West Coast tradition to have stuffed bell peppers at Thanksgiving. It is now. I do have a taste for buttermilk pie as of late, and I just don't know where I got this from. I think it's a Texas thing.
Your palate changes every 7 years.
Then that's where it comes from. At this point, I think I'm going to have to settle for a chess pie, which I've told is similar. I'm not sure what that is.
Okay.
It's a southern custardy pie. I don't
know. Never heard of it.
Yeah. I'm going to hunt for it today, and if I can't find it, oh well. I'll stick to what I know.
All right, John, and dessert for us, I guess, news and notes here on this Thursday.
Yeah, we'll continue to monitor the progress of several Saints who have been injured this week, specifically cornerback Marshawn Lattimore. We'll see about his status for the weekend. We know the Saints obviously signed Sterling Moore and Dexter McDougal, and hopefully those guys will be able to fill in if Marshawn Lattimore can't go this week, as well as Teron Armstead. We know how he's been at left tackle this year, and Andrews Pete's been able to bump out when Teron hadn't played. But, again, we expect him to play on Sunday. He's one of those Iron Men types.
If you have your Saints mobile app, you'll know when that injury list comes out. Otherwise, you can reference NewOrleansSaints.com. Happy Thanksgiving, partner.
Happy Thanksgiving.
And to you, too. That'll do it for us on this Thursday. The New Orleans Saints Afternoon Wrap returns tomorrow. We'll see you then.